Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
The two outs in the bottom of the ninth, the 1-0 pitch. Acosta hits a ground ball to short. Wynn throws to second for a Redbird winner. Heriberto Hernandez is out 6-4 coming down to second base. And this ball game has come to an end with the Cardinals winning 7-4.
There you go. Cardinals have taken the first two games of the series in Miami. They will finish that up tonight. It's a 4:45 pregame show, then a 5:40 first pitch, and guess where you can hear it? Right here on 104.1 FM KMOX and the Odyssey app as well. Time to go to the guest line. We got the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, who is with us today from Miami. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Oh, man, we're having a great time. Mm-hmm. Cardinals won the last couple of games. Good to see them win, and take care of business against this Marlins team, John.
Well, you're never as bad as you look when you're in a losing streak. And sometimes on a great winning streak like the Brewers went on recently as they won 14 straight, but they dropped a doubleheader to the Cubs yesterday. You're never probably as good as you look completely when you're in that kind of run. But win a couple of games here and take the edge off. A lot more smiles in the clubhouse, but the dedication and the work is still there. That has been a constant the whole year, even though it has been an up-and-down ride. But it is an up-and-down ride even for the championship teams. But I do see some good things going on. Matt Swanson continues to just amaze me the way he is durable. He pitched on Monday, came back last night, and did a terrific job in his inning. And JoJo Romero looked pretty sharp in the game last night. And granted, Miami's not hitting all that well, but that's a team that when they were winning and they had a stretch where they were winning and got back to 500 at one point, they were scoring and doing damage late in ball games. But they were limited, and the Cardinals were able to hold on and win that last night, even though Miami made a comeback a couple of times. So that was fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, we talked yesterday to Oliver Marmol on the Gas House Gang. He's with us every Tuesday. And, you know, we were talking about different players. And Mason Wynn has been really impressive, I mean, not just defensively, but he has been spectacular defensively this season. And I would say he's the best or been the best shortstop in all of baseball this year, at least defensively. And, you know, he got a couple of steals last night. So as you've watched him play and continue to grow this season, what are your thoughts?
I thought he should have been the Gold Glove winner last year, and he should win one this year. That's for certain. If he gets his hand on the ball, if he gets that exchange out of the glove, I don't care where he's throwing to second for a force out or if he's throwing to first for an out, that's what's going to happen. Doesn't make many mistakes at all. He was charged with a tough bad hop error, which would have been his third error of the season, but they overturned that later to a bad hop base hit, which I thought was the right call because he was in front of a ground ball. Yeah, ball either hit a spike mark or, as Ricky pointed out, coming off that artificial turf may have picked up speed and then took a funny bounce off the dirt when just before the ball got to him. He was quick enough, though, to get a glove on it, but he just couldn't get the ball to make a throw after that. But I'm glad they took that error away because that would have been a rough one. But, you know, considering as late as we are in the season, as many games and innings as he has played at shortstop, to have that kind of thing going for him and his range, it's to a lot of balls a lot of shortstops won't get to. And he's making all those plays, and so far just a couple of errors. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, just staying on Wynn for another second here. He also in the offseason said that he was working on his speed, wanted to make base stealing a bigger part of his game, and it was fun to see that last night.
Yes, it was his first multi-steal game, and as he said after the game, it really, you know, helped his confidence that the things he's working on can implement in the game now. But these coaches do such a good job. They get tells on the other pitchers. the scouting report last night on Cabrera was really, really good. And I thought it was on Perez the night before, where the Cardinals had been in double digits in hits and very limited extra base hits. I think they had one double last night from Burleson and the home run from Gorman the night before. But that's all in the planning and getting tells on pitchers, getting them to the players recognizing them, picking up on them, helping the running game. I think Mason's working that into his game as well, and it was good to see him take off with his speed, and he's becoming an even better base runner as he moves along in his major league career. We are seeing a star making great strides in St. Louis, and he truly is a gold glover, but he has speed, and his offense, he just brings a really good package to the park when he shows up.
You know, the season is, you know, we're getting closer and closer to the end here, which is never really my favorite time of the baseball season when it doesn't. I mean, maybe they could make a run here and we will see. Hopefully they do something like that. But when you have this much time to go, provided the regular season will be the end of this season, what is it for you that you look to the most or that you are interested in seeing the most? Is it the young players to see how they grow, to look ahead to next year, to see what roles they might have with the team? How do you look at it?
I look at it like, let's win the game today. That's how I look at it. I want them to play well today and take care of business today, and then we'll worry about tomorrow and then kind of evaluate all the other stuff you talked about when the season's over. That's what I look forward to. I want to see how the game preparation and how the lineup sets up, how the pitcher prepares, how the pitcher implements the game plan, and how they work together. And they've done a really good job of that the last couple of nights. Matthew Liberatore made some adjustments and got through five innings. And he had a dunker of a double that chased him from the game, but that was the time to go get him. But there was progress there. We can evaluate that progress because the Cardinals were able to win that game. The bullpen got the win. Libby didn't, but he looked much better, and his velocity held up much better through five innings. And then we'll see what happens tonight with Andre Pallante. The last time out, Pallante against the Marlins, one hit them for seven innings and didn't give up any runs. And I'd love to see him build off of that and have a really good, strong finish. But let's take care of the game today. That's what I look forward to. And you get really excited if you're in the mix and going for a playoff run. But if the Cardinals can't have that playoff run, they can certainly determine who gets in and where they go once the playoffs start with a really good finish. And over the long haul, yes, I hope they just give everybody a finish and then prepare themselves to go to spring training in 26 down in Jupiter.
John, as you know, it's National Radio Day, and so much history here at KMOX and so much history in your career. Any reflections for you and your career on National Radio Day?
Well, how about that? 100 years of KMOX.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. And I remember the 60th anniversary of KMOX. I was on staff there, even though I was on staff for 6 months one year and 6 months another before moving on to play-by-play jobs and on to CBS in New York. But I remember Robert Hyland getting us all together for the celebration of the 60th anniversary. I think I told you this. I've got a clock radio, Sony clock radio that Mr. Hyland gave the employees with a nice little sign on top, a plaque of 60 years of KMOX. And I still have that somewhere. But that was something I look forward to as I started my career in 1971 outside of Kansas City. And I was just a junior in high school when I got started. But I was talking with Ben Boyd today, Denny Matthews, Bud Blattner. Of course, Bud did the St. Louis Hawks, but he was the first Kansas City Royals announcer. And they used to let me sit in the booth with them when I was a junior in high school and observe what was going on. And then later getting to know Jack Buck and Mike Cannon, Bob Starr, and the people at KMOX Radio. And then to get to work with them was just, you know, super important to my life and my career. Even though I wasn't ready for KMOX the first time I was there. When I came back in 84, I was ready and then moved on to a network assignment and started working major league teams after that. But I had a chance to work in radio and how important radio is to each community, no matter how small or how big. It's still big today, even with the internet and with streaming and one thing and another. The local stations in the small towns give people the information on who's in the hospital and who's doing what in the community and the good things that are going on, broadcasting sporting events in those communities and getting that local news out there. And then whether it be music, talk, or entertainment, that's all very important. And we have a really good Missouri Broadcasters Association that works with all of their members to enhance what's going on and work with legislation to keep radio strong. And I know KMOX is a major part of that organization and has been for forever. But the radio, it's important. No matter how big or how small the community, it just ties the community together. And Cardinal baseball ties a big community together with a network that's in like 8 states and covers about 160 some stations. And it's just a pleasure and honor, and I hold that dear as well to be a part of that.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And it is awesome that we are continuing that relationship for the foreseeable future. We announced that extension with the Cardinals, just a couple of months ago. And so we know that beyond this season and through next season, and like I said, for the foreseeable future, the Cardinals and KMOX will continue to be partners.
Well, I remember sitting in the car outside of the house outside of Kansas City in Richmond, Missouri. We couldn't quite bring KMOX in on the home radio, but it came in on the car. We'd sit out there and listen to Cardinal games. And that was back in 1963 and 64. When I first really became interested in baseball, and what a year to be interested in Cardinal baseball in 64 with Mike Shannon and Bill White and Lou Brock and Bob Gibson and Bob Uecker catching fly balls with his tuba before a World Series game against the Yankees. But what a team to follow.
Yeah.
And interesting enough, on the radio side, that was kind of the all-broadcast team because McCarver and Uecker became broadcasters. Bill White broadcast the Yankees and CBS radio. I got to work with Bill. And then we had Dick Grote doing college basketball. He was a leading scorer for Duke when he was in college with the Duke basketball team. He did basketball in Pittsburgh for many, many years. And they had Lou Brock doing some broadcasting and Bob Gibson and of course, Mike Shannon, the voice of the Cardinals, and many, many years after his playing career ended because of illness, he was able to go on and have a massive career in broadcasting in St. Louis and with the Cardinal Radio Network. To me, that was the all-broadcast team.
All right, John Rooney, we'll be listening to the broadcast team tonight. The 4:45 pregame, 5:40 first pitch from Miami. It'll be the Cardinals finishing up this series before heading to Tampa. We appreciate you as always. Thank you, John.
All right, have a great National Radio Day on KMOX.
Now, I need you to find that clock radio for me, too. I asked you last time, so see if you can
still
locate
works.
It. Yeah.
I love a clock
I
radio.
I would like to have it, is what I'm saying.
What?
Well, we'll negotiate.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about it.
Empty price on that.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Baseball tonight. Again, 5:40 is the first pitch. John Rooney will have that. And you should be listening in to 104.1 FM KMOX.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.